opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And the 3-2 pitch. Swung on and hit well down the left field line. Schneider giving chase. He's looking up, and that ball is gone. Another home run for Trey Turner, his second of the day. His seventh of the year, and he gets that run back for the Phils. It's 8-1.
Good night for the Phils last night.
Yeah, it was.
That game was over early. They blasted Bowden Francis, home runs left and right early, including a first inning shot by Trey Turner, a first inning shot by Bryce Harper, and then as you heard there later in the game, another home run by Trey Turner. So the Phillies win last night. It was really, Hugh, I needed that. I needed a nice, easy, no sweat, just a simple ho-hum win last night over the Blue Jays. That was good to see. They bounced back in a big way last night after what was, what, four straight losses? That was a good win last night. Did you hit your parlay?
I did not.
Oh.
I bet on the wrong person. Because, you know, we sat here. You know the messed up part about it? I wouldn't have hit it anyway, but we sat here and we kind of went back and forth on Bryce Harper.
Yes, a home run.
Yes, because you was like, who you picking? I said, well, you know, I'm going to go with the guy that's been hitting the most, Kyle Schwarber. He was like, well, you know, Bryce is coming back. And I'm like, you know, he's coming back off an injury, so I, you know, hate that I didn't pick him. I mean, it wouldn't have made a difference because Vlad Guerrero Jr. didn't hit one.
Right, yeah. You should have just picked Philly's homer.
I should have just picked Philly's homer. That's why I messed up. But I'm going to run it back tonight. I'm going to get me another one, see if I can make me some money while I'm on the road.
Well, last night a good bet would have been a Trey Turner home run because he hit two of them. So big night for Trey, one of his best of the year. And you look at the overall numbers now, and Trey's having a good offensive season. He's hitting over 300. His slugging percentage is slowly starting to move up now that he had a pair of home runs last night. It wasn't there early, but he's hit for more power over the last month. So good night for Trey Turner. It was fun listening to Bryce Harper after the game on the field, talking about Trey and kind of joking around that when he's there, Trey hits better.
How nice was it to see Trey Turner do his damage today?
Yeah, I was messing with Kyle and messing with him, saying that when I hit behind Trey, he's way better. So need to keep Schwarber in that four spot. No, I mean, Trey's such a dynamic player, man. He hit for power, hit for average, everything. So just fun to watch him, you know, perform each night, and love seeing him do that.
Well, it was a big night for him, and the Phillies need him to hit like that. With the holes they have in other parts of the lineup, they need the best of Trey Turner. Let's hear Topper after the game talking about Trey and how he's been playing over the entirety of the season.
Trey's had hot stretches before, but this year he's getting on base. You see the power. I don't think he slumped at all this year. Like, do you see the star version of Trey this year?
Yeah, more so, for sure. You know, I think he's played very well, and despite the game on Sunday, he's played very well defensively too. He's a lot better anyway. And everybody's going to have their rough days. But he's, like I said, he's a veteran. He's got a short memory. He comes back and gets after it again.
All right, let's take a deep breath there, Topper, on the defense.
I knew that was coming.
But his offense has been more consistently good than it has been in either of his first 2 years here. It's been less peaks and valleys and more, you know, good most of the season, I would say, for Trey Turner offensively, and the numbers look good, especially good after last night. So, all right, so Trey had a good night, right? I'm very happy about that, and I feel good. And I feel like I've been pretty fair to Trey Turner offensively this year. I haven't had many negative things to say because I think he's been a pretty good offensive performer. But then I see this last night, and now I got to react to this because I saw it in two places. First, I saw this on social media, Hugh, and then I ignored that. But then I had it directly sent to me, like the same person sent me his thought directly, so I have to address it. So I saw a tweet last night from Jack Fritz during the game, and it was about Trey Turner. And he tweeted, good to see the now underrated Trey Turner do that. Okay, so I moved on. I'm watching the game. Not gonna respond to Jack's nonsense. All right, but then I wake up to this text this morning. We actually underrate Trey, by the way, which is like, in case you miss my tweet, I want you to react to this. So my response at 6 o'clock this morning was, stop. But now we have to address it here because Kyle put up a poll. Do I underrate Trey Turner? I don't believe I do. Trey Turner is what he's been since he got here, just a more consistent version this year. Not great, a pretty good offensive player, and not a good shortstop. I feel like I'm fair to this guy. I feel like I call it like it is. But obviously, some people believe I underrate Trey Turner. Hugh Douglas, do I underrate Trey Turner?
I don't think you do. I think you're a passionate fan that, or two things. Topper listened to the show, by the way, because he went out of his way to call out the fact that somebody was talking bad about Trey on Sunday. Yeah. But no, I think you're a passionate fan, man, and this is what's expected. Now, I hope Jack's not calling for somebody to give an apology because, you know, we don't do that.
I have been asked when I'm going to apologize to Trey, and this, I said that comes only in October. I'm not doing that before.
Is the ebb and flow of the baseball season with a team that has fallen short in the postseason. So you got to take that with a grain of salt. That's why it blows my mind when people all of a sudden in a small sampling size want to reiterate to you that this, that, or the third. But the reality is, this is a team that is poised or should I say built to be a World Series contender.
That's what they're supposed to be.
And they've fallen short. So you get mad. You can't get mad at the critiques that people have when they see certain things. Because like I said, I'm learning baseball because my son's playing. That's a routine play.
Sunday.
A routine play.
I don't need Topper defending that.
Yeah, you can't all due respect to Topper, you can't defend that, man. You can't defend, like, if it was some, crazy, play, you had to jump all up in the air or something like that, or do backflips or whatever. Now, that's something you'd be like, oh, that was a phenomenal play. But just a routine play, as hard as he's been working, okay, if you've been working that hard, if you want to keep it a bean, then that should be routine. Because you even talked about how it hopped and how you gauged the hop and all this other stuff. And you still didn't make the play.
No, he didn't. Look, Trey Turner, since he got here, has been a bad shortstop overall, right? Better this year. I'd agree with Topper, actually. Like, he's been better this year than the last 2 years, but I don't know what that even means. Like, he's not the worst shortstop in baseball anymore. He's, like, the 20th best shortstop defensively. But he's been not a good defensive shortstop since he got here. And he has been a good to pretty good overall offensive player. But when they signed him, he was supposed to be more than that. We thought we were getting an MVP candidate, and he has not been that since he got to the Phillies. So do I underrate Trey Turner? No, I'll answer the question about me. I don't underrate Trey Turner. It's ridiculous. Stop.
I don't think you do either. I mean, I think where you I don't think you think that he sucks.
No,
he's just not worth $300 million, which I think is totally fair.
Yep.
And he's fine. He's a fine hitter right now, and when he has those surges like he does of power, it's great. It's fine. And he's doing what we want him to do at the plate. But he's a bad defensive shortstop.
Without question.
It would be a lot better. I think we'd all feel a lot better about Trey Turner if he didn't get paid $300 million and if he moved to the outfield.
Or just one of the two. I mean, if he was being paid less or he was an outfielder, sure, it would look better.
It does also, I guess, the combination of the two, though, like paying $300 million to be in the outfield.
Right.
Not great.
Yeah, and look, those also expectations. Look at his numbers in Washington. Look at his numbers with the Dodgers. He hasn't been that here. Now, I think this is the most consistently good offensively he's been with the Phillies. But we did see stretches. I mean, the end of 23, he was on fire. And then last year, I mean, Hugh likes to reference his All-Star appearance.
Yeah, he went to the All-Star.
It's wonderful.
It means something.
It doesn't really.
It kind of does.
It kind of does. Yeah. Let's throw a party.
See, it don't mean nothing.
Parade, party.
So Kyle did it in the end of the day.
Well, you did this with Tobias Harris.
I know.
Like, who cares?
Alec Holmes home run derby appearance.
Michael Lorenzen made an All-Star. We can go down the list.
He was hitting at like 340 last July, and then he fell off a cliff in the second half. He does this the whole season? That's a good year.
You know what the Jack texting you reminds me of? You know who it reminds me of?
Who's that?
So he tweeted it and then felt the need to text you. That's a jolly move.
Oh, he does that to you?
Well, Jolly will tweet. So we say we do a show about Rhys Hoskins.
Yeah.
He tweets. Out on Rhys Hoskins, you know, yada, yada, yada. Jolly stuff that he does. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Classic Jolly hot take.
He was already on the team. How's it ridiculous?
And then he'll text me the same thing that he just tweeted. Make sure I know and that I saw him.
In case you missed it, yep, even though you saw it and ignored it, in case you missed. All right, we'll throw this in the mix too. 215-592-9494. Do I underrate Trey Turner? I mean, like that, it feels like at least someone around here thinks I do, and maybe some people in the fan base do. I think he is what he is. He's having a good offensive season, not a good shortstop. And they need him to be the best version of himself if they're going to win a championship. All right, 215-592-9494. Also, your calls on the Eagles. Are you expecting a big step back from the Eagles' defense? I am. He was expecting, how would you describe the step back? Small?
I would say it's small. I think they're going to be, put it like this. I still think the Eagles are a playoff team. I don't think this defense is going to be as good as the one that was lights out last year.
Top 10?
Top 12.
12.
12, yeah. Top 12. Yeah.
And this offense better score some points if we're going to win a lot of games. Top 12.
I expect that too, yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't expect anything less from you. All right, Joe in Delaware is up. Hey, Joe. Well, I appreciate Joe listening to the show, but Joe, we got to just turn that radio down, and we'll talk here, and then we'll go back to listen.
Just turn it down.
Turn it down just a little bit. Joe in Delco. What's up, Joe? Rob in Delco. Excuse me. Rob. We're having a good start to this hour here. Rob in Delco.
This is unbelievable.
Oh. Good time.
It's a disaster.
Yeah. Is Joe ready? We think Joe in Delaware is ready? Maybe. You know what? You know what I can count on? Always count on Will in the Northeast. Always. What's up, Will?
Will.
Oh, Dream Team, what's up, baby? You know you can count on me, baby.
What's up?
Hey, Nut, man. Listen, I'm thinking we may take a step back. Like I was telling y'all, I was saying maybe like top 10. But if he used what he got the right way, I would say take a couple of blitz plays out of Jim Johnson's book, right? He got the speed. And, you know, I was saying like with these young guys, I would blitz them. I would send them like the first and third downs. I would send like some blitz packages in. Now, other than that, it's all about how bad do these young guys want it, man? How much do they really want to learn? How much dedication and commitment they going to have to the season? You know what I'm saying? And to the team. So the worst I could see is top 10, man. I think I don't know, man. It's hard to say right now. I could give you a better play after the first five games.
Well, you know? Yeah, but you know, but also it's a long season and things change. Remember last year, the first four games, they did not look good. Right. I mean, they looked like a bad defense, and then they turned into the best one we've ever seen.
Absolutely. And I want to say with the Phillies, man, mm-hmm. Listen, man, I'm glad y'all got that win. You know, it's June, baby. Time ticking. You know what I'm saying? The season is on its way. We got to start sticking to the script, man. Play that small ball. Keep stealing. Keep gambling. You know what I'm saying? Keep working that pitcher, man. We got to do what's necessary to win. And for real, what's necessary is the hitting. We can't rely on the pitcher, man. We need everybody to start hitting, get on base, and double steals. Do the necessary things that's been helping us win, man. But stay committed to it. Believe me, it's going to work for us. Don't think you got to hit the homer every time. And you know, I think we're going to be good, man. These next 2 months, man, we're going to be cooking, baby.
Well, you know what? They need to be because the Mets have played better baseball. We got a good division race going on this year, Will. We need to keep winning these games. Will, what do you got for us? What's your guess for Hughes Clues?
I was trying to think, man, but it really not came to mind. But I'm just going to think. I think he's a Charlotte guy.
Charlotte.
Damn, that's a good guess.
North Carolina, not it, Will.
That is a good guess.
We appreciate it. Not it, but all right. So at least today's going to be a test of two things. One, how people think you drive, right? Because are you someone that goes more direct or, you know, you're going to go out of your way? Also,
it all depends.
Geography of our audience.
Yeah, it all depends.
Yeah. I wonder what the most ridiculous city we're going to get for between here and Georgia. I mean, the longer this goes, the more people are going to have to just try to take a guess. And
you never know what route Hugh's going to take. Like, he could take a scenic route.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, I've done that before.
Maybe Indianapolis.
I've been through, Appalachian? Virginia Tech. I remember one time I went the way where I rode past Virginia Tech instead of going straight down 95.
Driving through the mountains?
Yeah. Just driving through. Yeah, because sometimes it's, you know, but it's weird because when you're driving at night, you know how when you drive on 95, you kind of know where the gas stations are. Yeah. When you being adventurous, you don't know how those gas stations hit. But what I did find out is the gas station doesn't have to be open for you to get gas. I did not know that.
Yeah, well, the pumps usually work.
Yeah, I did not know that, though.
Yeah.
As long as you got a credit card, you could get gas at any gas station.
So, speaking of gas stations, poll that Kyle put up a little bit ago, is spending 2 hours in a gas station insane? As you admitted, you would spend maybe 2 hours in Buc-ee's. 95% think it's insane, and
that's
agree.
That's all right, because
hours?
Listen, when I get to Buc-ee's, whenever I roll through Buc-ee's at night, I'm going to take video. And I'm gonna give y'all the Buc-ee's experience and show y'all why it might take me 2 hours to leave Buc-ee's.
It shouldn't. No, 2 hours.
No,
is a
because
long time.
I'm gonna show. You know what I'm gonna do? Mm. I'm gonna show you the beef jerky wall when I get there.
A whole wall.
It's a whole wall of beef jerky. Like the videos that people send y'all that the people that don't understand Buc-ee's.
Yeah.
You're gonna get it because when I walked into the store the last time I was there. It's overwhelming because you don't know what to you might have your mind set for one thing, but you don't know what to get after that because you'd be like, oh, I want to get this, I want to get that.
I get it.
I don't want to get too much.
But it sounds more like a 30-minute experience than two hours is a long time.
And then I'm going to see how I'm feeling. I might feel a little peckish. Might get some brisket. Might get me a couple briskets. I heard they got the shrimp-filled chicken. I might do that. It all depends, man.
Shrimp-filled chicken.
Don't spend too long in the bathroom.
And I might have to stay because I'm not putting all that stuff in my truck.
What do you mean stay?
Well, I might have to eat there. I'm not eating in the truck like that. I want to enjoy my Buc-ee's and Spears. I don't know.
Just stay out of the
t-shirts. Got to get some t-shirts.
Yeah. Don't hide in the bathroom.
I didn't like the way you described what happens in that bathroom.
I know.
That might have been a lot.
Yeah, it was too much.
The absolute glory hole.
That might have been a t-shirt.
Yeah, that was on a T there. Joe in Delaware is up, talking about the Eagles defense. What's up, Joe?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good, Joe. What's up?
All right, I'm doing good. You hope you have a safe trip, bro.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate that.
All right, and the defense, I'm curious. I think they're going to be mediocre. It's hard to keep teaching new guys new tricks. You know, we got lucky last year.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm excited
I'd rather be lucky than good sometimes. But anyway, my fault. Right? My fault, Joe. You got it.
Nah, you're all right, Hugh. I'm a Jalen Hurts hater, so. This will tell us how good Jalen Hurts will be because if the defense ain't number one, like last year, they had a number 20 or 15, how many wins are we going to have?
I'll say two things. One, I like the transparency, Hugh. He came out and said, I'm a Jalen Hurts
hater. I mean, I respect that.
It's
no choice but to when you say it like
transparency.
That.
Transparency. Yeah. All right, Joe, to answer your question, if they fall back to the number 20 defense, how many games they're going to win? I say 10.
I think they're going to win. I think they're going to be 10-7.
Hugh, if they fall, back to being the number 20 defense, how many games
a little
they
bit
win?
Better than that.
I think 15.
How many are they going to win with the 20th ranked defense?
20th ranked defense.
Yeah.
There's some pretty bad defenses last year. What was the off the top of my head? Because I don't know. What was the Rams defense ranked in total defense last year?
I'll look.
I'm just saying,
just as an example. I mean, I don't know for sure. I just want to see.
I think,
curious.
You know, without finding it exactly, I think it's probably close to the 20th. They were ranked 15th.
Yeah, I mean, right.
And they won 10 games.
Yeah,
they were 10th.
Well, that's not bad. I mean, it's you have to look at it like this. You have to look at potentially what the season's going to be as far as how teams are going to attack the Eagles. I think that running attack adds a little bit of an element. He ain't paying attention, dog. He talking.
So, Joe, why are you a Hurts hater?
Because we would have been 10-7 last year if it wasn't for our defense and Shaquan Barkley. It saved his ass. I mean, we got lucky with the Rams. We got lucky with another team that we were going to lose, but our defense saved us. Now, if he played like those last, like the playoff games and the Super Bowl, that's the Jalen Hurts I won't hate no more.
Well, if he plays like that consistently, he's going to be an MVP candidate because he was absolutely great in those games. Joe, what do you got for us? What's your guess? Hughes Clues, a city he's going to roll through on his way down to Georgia.
All right. I want to say one more thing, but I'm going to say something about Turner real quick. But
My city is south of the border.
South of the border? Like Mexico?
What?
You don't know what south of the border is?
Oh, no, I don't. What, is it a city?
It's South Carolina.
Oh, that's an actual city south of the border, South Carolina?
I guess so. It's right before Florence, I think it is.
Okay, I'd never heard of it. But that's not the answer, but I wasn't sure. All right, so what do you want to say about Turner?
No, hold on. About Turner, mm-hmm. He's not underrated. He would be equal rated if he was a $100 million man, not a $300 million man.
I think I think that the number and the money, that's a big part of it. He's not been what I hoped he would be when he got here. Joe, we appreciate the phone call. That's the first time in a while we got someone who came in as a Jalen Hurts hater and just said it out the gate. Like, he came in with no sugarcoating it. I don't like Jalen Hurts, he said. And he said
a lot more, too.
Did he?
Well,
yeah.
He was kind of all over the place.
Well, he was. I mean, sometimes you expect that. We try to go to him earlier. He's listening to the show, which, again, we appreciate, but he's not ready to talk.
South of the border is like a south of the border inn.
It's an inn?
It's an inn. It's a tourist attraction.
Okay,
so it's a tourist.
It's a place.
Park. Okay, yeah. Okay,
it's cool. An amusement park.
Well, it says two places, and both of them are a tourist attraction.
Yeah,
and it says amusement park.
I just wouldn't. You don't strike me as someone that's going by yourself to an amusement park tomorrow.
No, but it is a place. Like he did give a good guess.
He's gonna spend 2 hours in a gas station. I wouldn't put anything past him.
You know what's funny? It's right off of 95. Hey, you know what? He might have gave me a suggestion.
He's got a new spot on the itinerary. So he said a lot of things there. But if the Eagles' defense falls to 20th, and for the record, I don't think they're going to be that bad, we're in trouble. If we're the 20th-ranked defense, what's our ceiling? We're not going to be a great football team with the 20th-ranked defense.
See, I think that, and for me, that's not the case. I think everybody's caught up. When you hear the number, you automatically assume what that looks like. I don't look at it like that, not necessarily. Like, the 20th-ranked defense doesn't mean that you're a bad defense. Maybe that's just the year that the defense is having compared to other defenses.
But you're 20th among all the defenses.
Well, it might be. You might have teams. I'm thinking about like this, Joe. You might have a team that might be the number one-ranked defense, and they're not that good.
But how?
You know what I mean? I mean, it can happen. It can happen.
But they're the best in that year.
They're the best that year.
Yeah.
So just like the Eagles defense, when you talk about them, some people can make an argument that the reason why the Eagles defense was ranked the way that they were ranked, because there was not a whole lot of dimension to the teams that they played. That means that, you know, the Eagles put up so many points, so they controlled the ball so long that teams had to throw the ball, and it put them in a position to be the number one ranked defense because nobody's running the ball because most teams are behind.
I think there's something to that. Yeah, they controlled the clock. They kept their defense healthy and rested.
So that's why when I hear that, it's not as damning as some people might hear that.
It feels. I just put it this way: if they fall back to 20th, and again, I don't think they'll be that far down from one last year. I do think they're going to take a big step back more towards the middle, mm-hmm. 13, 14, 12, whatever. If they're 20th, I don't believe they can win the Super Bowl. I think there's very few teams in the NFL that win the Super Bowl with the 20th-ranked defense. That feels to me like it would torpedo their chances of winning a championship.
Because just looking – wait a minute, I'm not going to do this because I might do it wrong. Because last time I screwed it up, so never mind. Because it had the I was about to screw it up.
Well, they would have to be a significantly better passing offense.
To have a shot, yeah.
Right.
Just even, you know, put themselves in the conversation, yes. I'm looking right now, just quickly. Teams last year ranked between 20 and 30 last year. And I only see one team that was any good. So the Giants were 20th in points allowed. New England was 21st. Washington, there's a team that obviously was good, was 22nd. Atlanta, 23rd. Colts, 24. Cincinnati, 25. Vegas tied with them at 26. Jacksonville, Cleveland, Niners, Titans. I think only one team last year ranked 20th or below in defense made the playoffs. Just one. Just Washington.
And for the record, ESPN needs to change the way that they do these.
Yeah.
Because they start from the bottom and go back.
That seems backwards.
The number one defense last year, as we obviously know, was the Philadelphia Eagles.
Number one.
The number two defense was the Tennessee Titans.
Okay. Is this yards allowed?
This is total defense.
So yards.
Total defense.
Yards.
The number three defense was the New York Jets. Number four defense, Miami Dolphins. Five, Packers. six Texans, Broncos, and so forth and so on. So that's why for me, when you look at the Jets, we know what the Jets did last year and the Titans. So it's not that's not a number that when I hear it or you say it that I say, oh, well, this team's going to be bad.
See, yards is tricky because you're right. You could hold the ball the whole game.
Yeah,
I think points is a better way to look at it. Look, Eagles were one. They were the best. Only one team last year from 20 down to 32 made the playoffs. All right, 215-592-9494. For a lot to discuss here. Eagles, defense. Are you expecting a significant step back? I am. I think it's going to be a big difference from last year to this year in terms of the defense. They lost a lot of personnel. They got guys banged up coming to the season like Nakobe and Jahad Campbell. Where do you come down the Eagles' defense? Is it going to be a big step back? Hugh feels more like a slight step back. Your phone calls, Trey Turner. Jack Fritz thinks I underrate Trey Turner. I don't believe so. I think I got the Trey Turner thing spot on. Pretty good offensive player. At times, really good. Dreadful shortstop. Where do you come down? All right. Plus, something I heard that just hits differently now that the Eagles won the Super Bowl. We'll get to that next. It'll be fun to hear this because we used to poke fun at this. Now, it does hit a little bit different. And a second clue for Hugh's Clues. We give away a great prize today, a pair of tickets to a championship season. The Philadelphia Eagles NFL Films coming together to celebrate the 2024 Eagles at the Mann Center on July 24th. All right, your phone call is coming up next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the best place to find all your favorite player props. And now, you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. Want to see if a guy's hitting that over consistently, or maybe they've been flirting with a potential triple-double. Get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. And once the game starts, that's when things get interesting. You combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. If you don't already have FanDuel, it's not too late to get in on the action. You get started with $200 of bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official part of 94 WIP.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, hey, this is what's awesome about football. Everybody from a different area of the country and out of the country, right? And we're getting to know each other right here. That's what's all. I love this part about football. Everybody that you just saw is here to help you do your job better. All right, we're going to introduce you, right, to our core values. Your core values are your habits. That's all it is, right? These are the things that we'll talk about over and over again, day in, day out. Tough, detailed, together. Tough, detailed, together. These are the truths of football. The toughest team usually wins. The more detailed team usually wins. The more together team usually wins. Everybody's talented, right? Talent can get you, right, 9-10 wins, right? But to do special it takes special requirements. All right?
I got to tell you.
Okay, Coach Sirianni.
It does hit a little different.
It does. It definitely hits different.
You know, last year we played those core values.
And we laughed at him. We did. We giggled. That's what we call it, Coach Bubblehead.
Yeah, the first part of being smart is knowing what to do.
But when you're a Super Bowl champion and you have core values?
You're still a bubblehead, but you're a Super Bowl champion.
But you could. I mean, he could write a book now if he wants. I mean, yeah, Doug wrote a book.
Don't do that.
Yeah, why not?
Not right now. Wait till you're done.
Yeah, but he's hot in the streets right now, as you would say.
He's super hot. He's hot in these streets right now.
I'm just saying, if Sirianni wanted to write a book with his core values, that would sell right now. He's the reigning Super Bowl champion coach.
He would, but you need to say that. Say that for the sequel.
I don't know.
Yeah, the Windows notification, by the way.
Yeah.
Not a part of the speech.
That's okay. It happens. Listen, no one said the coach is perfect. Were those our notifications or Sirianni's notifications?
I think that might have been my computer. System. Yeah.
Well, you know what? It's part of the core values. Just listen to Sirianni.
I feel bad for trampling over the core values, though.
It hits different.
It definitely hits different.
I'm picturing it with like an old NFL films thing, and Bill Walsh is telling his team how to be great. I'm like, yes.
So
that man will make me great.
When we first started having the core value stuff, and he brought them up in every press conference, mm-hmm. It was like, you know, I'm imagining maybe some Eagles players or me rolling my eyes. But now if you're a young Eagle, right? You just got here, you're a rookie. You're taking down notes at the core values. This is what just led this team to a Super Bowl. So it does the whole Sirianni experience does feel different when him as a Super Bowl champion coach. 215-592-9494. All right, Hugh, before we get back to the phone lines here, we're going to have Elliot coming up at 12, his takeaways from OTAs and Vic Fangio. But we got to give people a second clue for Hugh's clues as we are giving away a tremendous prize today, a pair of tickets to see a championship season at the Mann Center, a special concert celebrating the 2024 Eagles on July 24th, hosted by Merrill Reese. Hugh, clue
Merrill
number two.
Merrill Reese.
What do you got?
The second clue is, if you watched yesterday's show, you got a good clue. If you you had to have watched it.
Okay.
That's a good clue.
All right, really so clue number one, it's a city that Hugh is going to stop by on his, whatever his route is down in Georgia, mm-hmm. on his road trip. And you got a clue yesterday if you watched yesterday's show.
Or if you would listen to the You People segment at the end.
Yes. Yeah, I think if you had been part of yesterday's show, you either saw
or
heard a clue.
Look at Kyle give you another nugget.
We're helping. I mean, we're doing it for you.
Yeah, I don't know how much overlap there is of the callers and the YouTubers, so that's...
I wanted to guide him along a little.
We spoke
it's me
about
helping
it.
Your clues.
Yeah, which
appreciate it.
Sometimes need a lot of help.
They just need
a little bit of seasoning.
Yeah. Still, Hugh, no one is on board with you at staying 2 hours in a gas station
because they don't understand.
I've been in plenty of gas stations.
I guarantee you, if you would have said Bucky's, they would have understood. But you didn't. You just said gas.
No, yeah, I did throw you.
You did throw. Yeah, I mean, of course you did.
But it wasn't a lie.
Skewed the voting.
It's Bucky's a gas station.
Bucky's is a lifestyle.
That makes it even weirder.
That's okay. Because once I get to Bucky's tonight, I will share with all those naysayers and non-believers. I'm going to share.
Okay. 94% say it's weird to spend 2 hours in a gas station. All right, back to your phone calls here. Do you expect a significant step back, a big one out of the Eagles' defense this year? Yes or no? And do I underrate Trey Turner? I mean, I'm being told I underrate Trey Turner here. I don't buy it. Rob Delco. What's up, Rob?
Hey, good morning, Charles. How you doing?
Good, Rob. What's up?
Listen, first of all, let me start out with Trey, and then I'll work my way to the birds if there's time.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, heck no, did you or anybody? I mean, except I got a new nickname for the guy that is coming at you with that question, mm-hmm. Joe. You heard how he's wimping out of that baseball part of the challenge.
Oh,
the
we'll
already,
get to
right?
that. Yeah, we heard okay. what happened yesterday. We will address okay. this.
So his new nickname in the afternoon show, Candy Arm. You know what I mean? Candy Arm is calling you out for underrating Trey Turner.
Yep.
Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on. Like that's just a lot of times you got to see where it's coming from, you the source, and it's coming from this guy, Candy Arm. Nah, that holds no credence, Joe.
He's apparently he's cooked. We'll get to that. All right, Rob, what do you got for us on the Eagles' defense? You expecting a step back?
Listen, at face value, I think it's 100% everybody should say, on face value, until we see them play, until we see the product on the field, of course they're going to take a step back. I mean, of course they are, because we don't know about the draft picks. We don't know about the guys who are backups who are now going to get more time than they got last year or maybe starting time, you know, that they got compared to being a backup. So we have to see how that plays out. And to be honest with you, I don't know the numbers. Maybe you can look it up and say at some point during the show, what is the drastic difference between points per game, Joe, that we gave up last year and, say, the teams that were 8 to 10? Because I think we're going to be between 8 and 10.
I got it. I'm looking at it. It just happened to be in front of me here. So,
okay, what is it,
so
Joe?
The Eagles were at 18.1 overall.
Okay. What's the number 10, Joe?
Number 10 was 21.4. So basically a field goal a game, 3 points per game.
Wow, that's a little bit more than I thought. That is a difference a lot.
Yeah, well, I mean, think about how many games, you know, in the NFL end up being about a 2 or 3 or 4 point game. So it you know what it's going to do? It's going to take, if they take the step back you're envisioning, it's going to take wins we were comfortable with and make it more like a nail biter with a minute to go.
Yes, I thought it was going to be maybe like difference between 1 and 8, you like a 1 point, 1.5 point swing. And I'm like, mm-hmm. You know, there's really not much of a difference, but 3 is a decent difference, I think. So
yeah, well, especially in a league that is every, you know, most games are come down to 3 or 4 points. I mean, that's just the way the NFL is.
And Kyle had a good point earlier when I heard him saying about like the schedule
what
and
else
things
is
like
new?
That. Who were playing things like that. What is he saying?
He said, "What else is new?" Yeah, I mean,
what else is new? Yeah. Listen, my grandmom always said, "Give credit where credit's due." You know, whether you agree with the person most of the time or not, but I think that's a good point in the thing.
I agree. So, yeah. It is. And they're going to face more good quarterbacks. Now, they faced some great quarterbacks last year between Lamar and Burrow. But this year, we got Mahomes. We got Allen. We got a lot on the schedule. Dak probably healthy for both. All right, Rob, what do you got for us for Hughes Clues? What's your guess?
Unfortunately, I didn't see the show yesterday on YouTube, so I'm just going to go shooting off the hip here. I'm going to say Richmond, Virginia.
Richmond, Virginia,
not a bad guess.
Good guess.
Not a bad guess.
So far, everyone is at least on the track, right? No one has said, Boston.
No, yeah, that's not a bad guess.
All right, Aaron in San Diego's up. Hey, Aaron.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, good morning. How you doing?
Aaron, what's up?
Hey, Kyle, I'll take a pepperoni with extra cheese.
You got anything funny now?
I'm sorry, but you look like you're either delivering pizzas or you're taking pizza orders. I don't know. It's a shirt that's got me going.
I'm taking your calls and putting you on the show. So if you want to continue that, you might want to move on.
I think the rivalry between Aaron and Kyle is one of my favorite budding rivalries.
It's gotten real.
Yep.
You know when you're living rent-free in somebody's head where they don't hang up on you once, but they hang up on you twice in the same day.
Why don't you start over again from Good Morning Philadelphia?
Hey, let's do this. Let's start with, hey, Hugh.
Hey.
The reason why Joe can't understand 2 hours in Buc-ee's is because his affinity for meat.
You mean lack of affinity?
Yeah, lack of affinity.
It's not what affinity means.
I think I don't have an affinity for meat.
I was wondering when he said you did.
You're going to go to Buc-ee's and you're going to walk in and be like, I don't get it.
No, but wait a second.
I wouldn't
stay 2 hours in the produce aisle of the grocery store. It's too long. It doesn't matter what the what kind of food is there.
All depends on what kind of produce.
It's something
weird.
Do you go to Costco, Joe?
Yeah, I love Costco.
Okay. When you go to Costco, how long do you go in?
I could be in Costco 45 minutes to an hour.
Okay. Basically, Buc-ee's is like a gas station Costco is basically what you're looking at.
Oh, yeah, the steroids.
But hold on. There's not as many variety of things. I mean, there's no way. They don't have.
Okay, we
have TVs. And free samples?
We shall see when we get there, Joe. Okay. When I tell you, when I walked into Bucky's, I was the beef jerky wall threw me for a loop. And then on the other side, they're cooking in the middle, the one that I went to. And then on the other side, they have tons of merch.
Yeah, but you're a repeat offender. You got lost at Cabela's.
I did, because I was overwhelmed. There's a lot. There's a lot going on.
I think the Bucky's has like 100, you know, gas station.
They're base, 100 base, at least.
What about the Eagles?
You only have one tank to fill up. What are you going to do with 100 base?
I mean, I just want to be there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay. Aaron, what do you got on the Eagles?
So, you guys crack me up here. Mm. I mean, you've got a defense full of rookie players, right? And they just got the experience that some NFL players will never get in their lives. And for you guys to not think that they're going to come back stronger, smarter, more determined, you guys are just off base.
Can I give you an example of why your example doesn't hold weight with me? Because please. I could have said the same thing about Derek Barnett after 2017, and he never got any better. I'm not saying these guys won't, but there's like this idea that, oh, they play in the Super Bowl, now they'll be better. That's not true. That's like there's not a direct correlation between you get to play in the Super Bowl as a young player and then you just get better and better. We don't know that.
Dude, you got Jalen Carter that's got another year under his belt.
Yeah, Jalen Carter's different. We know Carter's great. He's different. But like the other guys, because Jalen Hunt played in the Super Bowl, now he's going to be a great player. I don't know that.
The way that he played at the end of the year shows me that he is going to have a career year this year.
Did you forget Derek Barnett's contributions to 2017?
Why are you comparing Jalen Hunt to Derek Barnett?
Because he's just saying there's the potential there for the fall off.
Right, because we had the same conversation heading out of the Super Bowl they won last time. Like, oh, they had Derek Barnett. He was a rookie. He helped them win. Watch what he becomes. He became nothing here.
What happens if Jalen Hunt becomes another N'Kobe Dean that has a sensational year?
Be great.
And is a stalwart on our team for the next 10 years.
He very well might, but I don't know that yet. And we don't know. Neither of us do.
And then you got Cooper DeJean. The way that it sounds with Vic Fangio, he is going to have Cooper DeJean playing all over the field. You got Guantanamo Bay that's going to shut down all the number one receivers that we face this year. Okay, and then you got Mojo or Ojami or whatever the defensive tackle's name is that he's going to have a Milton Williams-like season.
I don't even know his name.
We got nothing but positives on this defense, the youth, the talent. I mean, we are just going to have an incredible year. And boys, it's not eastbound and down. We got to find like California. Knows how to party, California.
Oh my gosh, it's awful.
Because guess what? We're going to California this year again for a repeat.
I remember that song.
Go Birds, E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles.
Good call, Aaron. We appreciate it.
It was all right.
Yeah, it was. I mean, he kind of lost me on the Derek Barnett thing. So I think Moro Ojomo could be a good player. Now that we're all trying to say his name the right way, I don't know if I've ever heard more hype for a player in one offseason than a guy that is not nothing. You know how many sacks Moro Ojomo has in 2 years in the NFL? Give me a guess.
Are you asking?
You just guess.
Three.
Four. Lower.
Two?
Mm-mm.
None.
Again, I like when he gets on the field, and he seems to have some rush to him, and he can get into the backfield, but he hasn't had a single sack yet. And we lost Milt Williams, and he's the replacement. Like, well, we have Moro Ojomo. All right, I mean, like
Ojami, you know, Ojami, whatever his name is, yeah,
Mori Ojami.
He's probably going to be great, though.
Yeah, zero sacks in 2 years. I mean, the guy's he's ready for a huge breakout, Pro Bowl kind of player. Let's go to Gilbert.
That was me.
Yeah, you all right over there?
Yeah, that was me. I mean, I'm not the only one that's messing up today. Everybody else messing up.
That doesn't make it better.
I'm deflecting, make it even worse. No, I thought I turned the value down.
Yeah, it happens. Gilbert is up on WIP. What's up, Gilbert?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
What's up,
good, Gilbert? What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to call give a clues, huge clues guess, but I really do think that we underrate Trey just a little bit. I mean, I understand that he's making a buttload of money, but by the time he gets to the end of his contract, I mean, it's really not going to be a drop in the bucket compared to what some of these players are making.
Yeah, but that's not today.
Gilbert, can I ask a question?
Today, he makes a high.
I mean,
Can I ask you a question? Because this is the second person that called. I just want to understand more than anything. How are we underrating Trey? Like, I'm curious about that. How as far as Joe is concerned, because I'm pretty sure you're talking about Joe, how is Joe underrating Trey?
I mean, I just think there's a lot of negativity towards him. I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I can understand he is not the best player out there, but I mean, he's got to be one of our top, what, three players on the team? Three, four players on the team?
Are we counting pitchers? Because I would put Harper and Wheeler and Schwarber above him. So maybe four. Yeah, maybe four.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I mean, I guess it's just anybody's guess, but I mean, there's a lot of seeing some of the things that go on with the Mets and what they paid Juan Soto and everything like that and the amount of money that he's making.
But he's better than Trey Turner.
But again, Gilbert,
well, I know that, but I mean, relatively speaking, though, I mean, it's not that – I mean, I guess, like I said, I know he's a better player. He's a younger player. Obviously, he's going to last a lot longer. But I just think that for what baseball players are making now, I think that I think we don't necessarily appreciate what he does as a player. That's just my opinion. I mean, I know.
Okay, and you made a valid point, but again, I ask because you didn't answer the question: is how is Joe underrating Trey? How is he underrating? Because you just like let me help you out a little
so
bit. Because
I don't know if it's necessarily anything he certainly like he said in particular. I just think as a fan base, we're very quick to jump on.
on him when he does have.
See, let me help you out a little bit because I don't think I think we're caught up on the wrong word because I've heard somebody say that before. It's not underrating him. He got paid for what he was rated. He got $300 million, correct? The Phillies gave Trey Turner $300 million, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
He has made errors in the field. And this is just me trying to help fans out because when I hear this, I'm just trying to understand how is anybody that says this about him underrating him. They gave him $300 million based on his past performances, correct? And he has, what, 47 errors?
45 errors. See, I'm being fair. I gave the right number. So I could have said seven.
He's had 45 errors since he's been here, correct? And a lot of those errors, people that know way more baseball than me are telling me those are routine plays. So how is it underrated?
And I think there is something to say too. I don't have a lot of history of knowing how he was when he was playing for another team. I didn't really follow Trey Turner like that. So, you know, I guess I'm just going by what players are making nowadays. I feel like, you know.
So I'll just say it this way, Gilbert.
Maybe underrating's not the right term.
I just view it this way. He has the 15th biggest contract in the history of baseball. And you're right. 15 years from now or 10 years from now, that will go down, right? Every year there'll be a new $300 million guy. That's fine. By the end, it'll be different. But right now, 15th biggest contract ever. And when he got here, I think a lot of people expected him to be a top 10 to 15 player in the sport. And he hasn't been that. Like, you're right. He's probably their fourth best player. He's a pretty good offensive player. He gets hot at times. He's got skills still. Not good defensively. He's pretty good. But I expected, I hoped for excellence, Gilbert. And I haven't felt like over 3 years we've gotten excellence. All right, Gilbert, what do you got for us? What is your guess for Hughes Clues?
So I didn't see the end of the show yesterday, but I'm actually in Florence, South Carolina, where Bucky's is. I can actually see it from where I'm working today. So I was going to give a guess of Florence, South Carolina.
Good guess, but not it, Gilbert. How about that? He's on the road calling us from Florence.
Hey, don't listen to him. I don't like to listen.
Well, he didn't want to hear us, but he listened.
She's tired of your nonsense.
Tired of me spitting facts.
Well, I don't know about that.
I'd be spitting facts.
How many facts come out of these microphones a day?
Not a whole lot. Not many. But it's about the confidence that you say the things that you say. You got to be confident when you spew some of this nonsense.
Well, what was it yesterday? I'm trying to remember the name of the caller, but the Joe Montana stat.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. I can't remember his name either. But yeah, exactly like that.
He was very confident.
When you spew nonsense, spew it with conviction.
Yeah, if you're going to lie, lie with your chest on WIP. That's what we do. Don in Old City. What's up, Don? Don.
Moment too big for him. He missed the moment.
Yeah, Don, what's up? All right. This has been a tough hour for the callers.
Or me.
Yeah, or someone. You know. Or Hugh. Jay in Philly's up. What's up, Jay? What's up?
What's going on, fellas?
How we doing, Jay?
Hey, look, man. First thing, man, I'm good, man. First thing, I wouldn't even bother debating something that Jack Fritz say about the Phillies, man. He is a fanboy at best. Like, it's crazy. And then a weird Eagle hater because he's such a Phillies fanboy. Like, it's just, don't even worry about what Jack Fritz say. Okay, Joe, you good with us.
I just wanted to put it out there, see how people came down on it. We're a show of the people, so I wanted to see if people agree. We're all inclusive on the Midday Show, yes.
And this is real, though, man. Like, he's a fan. Like, he's biased and a fanboy. Not even enjoyable, man, because he's not going to have real takes on him, man. So it's pretty crazy. But anyway, the Eagles defense, even if we fall, as long as we're in the top 10, all right, three points could be a lot in games when you play other teams that are on your level. But if the offense takes a few leaps and we move up in offense, then it'll equal out. But we have stars on every level. So I said this before, all guys got to do is be able to play their role. And Hugh, being a defensive lineman, how easier is your job when you got Jalen Carter playing the way he played, and now Jordan Davis is in shape? So he's playing for money. So he's going to be real motivated. So the sacks that we lost with Milton Williams, hey, man, Jomo, just give me 2 sacks because Jordan Davis is going to have more sacks this year, I feel like. You know, so I feel like Nolan Smith is going to take a leap, and he's going to be better.
you know. So I feel like at least one of those free agents, they're playing for their careers and their money. So they're going to come in and give us at least what Josh Sweat gave us and what he gave us during the regular season. I can see at least one of those guys giving by themselves. So, hey, man, I think even if we fall somewhere, as long as we're in the top 10, our offense will balance it out. And we'll be good.
I agree, Jay. I agree with that. If they could stay within the top 10, they're going to be a very good football team this year. Jay, what do you got for us? What is your guess for Hughes Clues? What's the city?
Oh, man. This is crazy, man. A city in between Pennsylvania and come on, man. I'm going to go Baltimore.
Baltimore. Jay, that's one of the first cities you're going to hit. Jay, that's not it, but it's a good guess. All right, 215-592-9494. Elliot's going to join us coming up after the break. His observations from OTAs and Fangio's presser we heard yesterday. Your calls for Hughes Clues. We got a great prize giveaway today, a pair of tickets to see the Philadelphia Eagles special event at the Man on July 24th, hosted by Merrill Reese, a celebration of the 2024 Eagles. Do I underrate Trey Turner? And are the Eagles, are you expecting a big step back out of the defense? All coming up, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.